farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Small-scale farmers are set to benefit from a linkages initiative being implemented by the Caribbean Farmers Association Network, CAFAN. Stay with us to find out more. I'm Anjuie James Soyes. Thanks for waking up with us.
Government suppliers, the government has heard your cries.
Public procurement is getting faster, easier, more efficient.
Trained and certified procurement specialists across the public service.
Quicker responses to queries and complaints.
And best of all, it's going electronic. Get tender notifications via email.
Complete the process in your home or office.
Public procurement reform in action. Call the Ministry of Finance and Planning at 932-5220 or visit gojep.gov.jm for details.
Jamaica is among 6 Caribbean countries to benefit from a Caribbean Value Chain Alliance project aimed at improving food security in the region. The Sustainable Profitable Value Chains and Market Linkages in the Caribbean project is being implemented by the Caribbean Farmers Association Network, CAFAN, with funding from the Technical Center for Agricultural and Rural Cooperation in partnership with the Sandals Foundation.
The Sandals Foundation, as a member of this alliance, the Caribbean Value Chain Alliance, is very pleased to support this partnership because we believe that agriculture affords us a platform to make very practical contributions to the quality of life and livelihoods of many of our citizens across the region. In that regard, our first commitment to this partnership would have us to look in the countries of Grenada and Jamaica and to see how it is that we can begin to look with our partners in CAFAN, with local agencies and organizations, including RADA, JAS, and to see how we could begin to support the contributions that can be made by women and youth in these countries and starting in this year.
Project Manager, Sandals Foundation, Sydney Henry. Under the initiative, valued at $1.5 million, 2,220 small-scale farmers in Jamaica, St. Lucia, Grenada, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Barbados and Antigua and Barbuda will be empowered to play greater roles in the food security of the region. The main objectives of the project are to equip and support small-scale farmers with the skills and technology to cultivate better quality goods and to attract more lucrative markets for their produce.
In that alliance, we are bringing different stakeholders from the different sectors, from the different segments of the alliance to work together so that we can actually contribute for agriculture becoming a business that can benefit many people in the Caribbean.
Program Coordinator, Technical Center for Agricultural and Rural Cooperation, Juan Chairs. Mr. Chairs says Jamaica is on the right path to ensure food security with the Grow What We Eat, Eat What We Grow campaign and staging of the annual Dembe Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show.
I am honored and humbled of experiencing Dembe because here we have an example that I have not seen in 78 countries representing Africa, Caribbean and Pacific of an event of this magnitude, bringing precisely together all those actors, which is what we're trying to do. We have a lot to learn from Jamaica and the rest of the Caribbean can also benefit from that learning.
Chairman of the Caribbean Farmers Association Network and President of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, Senator Norman Grad, says the project is designed to support small-scale farmers in overcoming key barriers to accessing domestic, tourism, and international markets.
This will be accomplished through capacity building, organizational development, technical training, regional learning exchanges, market visit, multi-stakeholder collaboration, private sector engagement, systemization of experiences, market and policy analysis, dissemination of material, advocacy and lobbying, baseline study, and seed funding for women and young entrepreneurs.
And now for our Jamaican phrase of the day. Gila fi pea soup. And this means to joke around and have a good time. That's where we end today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time on this station for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.